Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very good afternoon to you and welcome, welcome, welcome back. My name is Luko Mgwedi-Puti and of course it is Thursday. I don't think I need to spell out to you what Thursdays mean or what Thursdays are for. Okay, I need to just give you the song and then we'll get back to Mr. Siyakamele. He's already in studio, by the way.
We lift him higher. When the praises go up, his blessings, glory comes down. We lift him His glory comes down. His glory. We lift him higher. 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 Oh. His glory. Him higher. When the praises, let your glory come down, oh God. When the praises go up, yeah. His glory comes. The praises go up. The glory comes down. Comes down.
It's Lundi Wegamasondo Cele with Lift 'Em Higher. Brings us to my favorite time of a Thursday. It is Legal Junction. And there's so much happening in our country right now. There's so much. What I really love about this moment also is we basically bring the noise from outside into the studio and we demystify matters legally. You know, there's a Facebook friend who usually says he's actually an advocate and he'll say, you know, I don't like having these social media debates. He says, yeah. They don't change anything. One. Number two, I'll end up arguing with people who are not willing to learn about the law, but yes, try to school me about the law. And he says, so at the end of the day, these discussions and debates are really futile for me. I just listen and watch.
Yeah, for sure.
I used to think it's a little arrogant, but it's the truth. It's like you always say, public opinion doesn't, the public, what do you call it? The public courts.
Public opinion.
Public opinions, public courts, yes, and public, yes, courts don't really change much or help much.
Yeah, it actually has no impact to the law.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So how are you doing, Mr. Siyakamele?
Look, I'm doing very well. And, you know, you've got this tendency of before we start this show, you play powerful music. I had that alto. When I'm going to release a single, I must feature you. Before we go on air, I had that alto. So next year when I do a single, then you must know.
Are you for real?
I'll call you to come and beg for me.
The thing is, I didn't even pre-fade you, so my mind didn't say you can actually hear anything going on this side.
I'm listening.
Lord, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Otherwise, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mr. Siyakamele. It's a busy week.
Yeah, it's a busy week. It's December.
Yesterday, I went to... So I don't know if I told you, we bought my sister's kids' phones. So I went to fetch the last one because we had laid by them yesterday. It was so full. The malls are so full. Why aren't people going home?
People are still around. Shopping around.
Yeah, and I still said to this guy, we call him Uncle because my twins love him to bits. He's a car guard at the mall. And I said to him, Uncle, like, why are people here? Aren't people supposed to be home? Because the fact that it's full at this time of the day actually means people are not at work. They are on leave.
For sure.
So why are you still lingering in Gauteng?
Maybe they're like us. They're still working.
I guess so. Yeah. No, but they're not working. Okay, like us. Okay, we're working at this time.
Yes, yes.
I get it. Yeah. All right. So what are we talking about, Mr. Sekamela, today?
Firstly, let me greet the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit, yes. Luko, in the name of Jesus.
And please do not exclude our guest today, our on-site guest, which you won't get to see, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the young man I'm with.
Yes.
Yeah, please. And also, Luko, you know, I've realized the impact. I just want to appreciate the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I've seen how impactful this show is. You remember the last time we were talking about people listening to this show in as far as Namibia?
Yep.
Today, I think this once we must just give them a special greeting.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife, she's down in Northwest in a village called Tlhagameng in Vryburg.
Okay. Is she actually from Northwest?
Yes.
Oh, you're from Limpopo and she's from the Northwest.
Yeah. You see?
So,
yeah, she's listening today.
Amazing. That's really amazing.
Yeah, so I must just send out a special greeting to her and the family down there. Oh. And to all the listeners who supported this show throughout this year until this far.
That's
we really appreciate them.
That's beautiful. Hi, but you're being unfair.
Yeah.
You literally did a by the way to our guest today.
Oh.
So
my firstborn boy,
yes,
Tato.
Tato is in studio.
Yeah, he's in studio today.
Welcome to Tato.
Yeah. He's here to see how radio is been done.
And he's here to learn.
That's and amazing. Unfortunately he has no interest in law.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you.
You would have probably loved, because I noticed this about lawyers. They have this tendency of wanting their children to take after them.
Yes, but you see, Luko, law, it's a mother of all professions.
Actually.
Whether you are an educator, whether you are a psychologist, whether you are a medical doctor.
The law affects
somewhere, somehow, you are governed by the law. That is why you need to be a member of a certain regulatory body. So the law plays a major role on a day-to-day life of
in Tato's face. You know, somebody actually said, in your lifetime, you need to have a law degree.
For sure.
Every person actually needs to have a law degree.
For sure. When man lives without law, man lives without freedom.
Exactly. So what are we talking about today, Mr. Sekamela, before we even ran out of our time? Because today's one is really interesting.
My heart is bleeding. It's bleeding, Luko. We saw the guy that went viral after having killed the girlfriend and so forth.
Straight out of 16 days of
Lawrence.
Prison.
Think just about after it. 16 days of
Think
activism.
About it. Crazy.
So I just thought we must just touch domestic violence because, you know, during this time of festive, people are seated at home. They are not used to sit at home as couples because during the year they are out. One is going to work. They come back in the evening. But now they are now bound
together
in one space together. And we are here as the team of the Legal Junction to say no to any form of domestic violence.
Yeah. You know, now that you're talking, yesterday I was actually interviewing a gentleman and a lady from the childcare hotline, I believe. And they were actually just saying how cases of abuse shoot up during the season for them as well. Because these children who usually run to school, go to school during the year and manage for some hours to escape their situations, and now, like you're saying, bound with these parents who are likely to abuse substances, because that was the focus yesterday.
Yes.
Substance abuse and addiction, and the lady actually says, here's the thing, Luko, right now they're not at school.
Yeah,
they're not in their hiding place. They are now dealing with their abusers.
Yes. So it's very
it's
sad
real.
And it's unacceptable.
Exactly.
It's one of those things which we normally say to say people just tend themselves to be lawbreakers. Be lawbreakers. And the other thing I think that is needed above law I see, but I think people need Jesus.
People need Jesus.
Yeah, people need Jesus. I mean, how do you do that? How do you murder a person, you go viral, mentioning money.
And you know what's really sad for me, Mr. Sakamela? It's the victim blaming.
Yes.
The
yes.
victim blaming is so much. I was actually just thinking, I don't know if you know Pastor Bakhe Dlamini.
Yes, yes.
He had written a post, you know, just saying to particularly couples, not just men.
Yes.
He was basically saying when it no longer serves you and it's becoming a danger, please walk out of that relationship.
Exactly.
That's what he was saying. He says you don't need to kill your partner. And you know, people will bring justifying statements. You know, you also need to teach women not to use men and their money. Those are their comments. Yeah. The other ones will say, no, you're looking at the after effect and not at the root cause. And my question was, what difference will the root cause make?
Exactly. There isn't any great justification to murder
exactly a
woman.
And that was my argument. And I was just saying, and the one says, no, you know, they mustn't use the men's money. And I said, how many times have we heard of instances of men financially oppressing women?
For sure.
There's even a common joke when it's a long weekend on social media that says your boyfriend went and married the woman of his dreams.
Yes.
Some will even say, you know, he took the loan you made for him. Women will actually go and make loans. They'll give these some of these men money and they'll go and marry the women of their choices, leaving this woman without any explanation or clarity. But we've never heard people say the woman has killed you for that. Not that women don't kill men.
Yes.
I think we need to clarify
put
that.
A balance,
but,
yes.
But it's never been a reason, you know, when a man has oppressed this woman financially. So let's not, I want us to take away this thing, Wuti, there is a reason.
Yeah.
There's never a reason. There's never a justification
reason.
For one killing the other.
For sure.
Mm.
It's a no-no. You cannot kill a person for any reason.
Because. How?
Like you say, when you feel it's no longer reputable for you to be there, you simply move.
Exactly. As much as and I always think we mention this, we're not here to encourage any separations or divorces.
Yes.
But the truth is, your life does matter.
Your life does matter. And also, the truth again, Luko, is that these things, they happen on day-to-day basis. So if we don't come here on radio and talk about them, then some of the listeners, we can help one or two.
Exactly. We can't act as if we live in isolation of these things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're doing this radio thing in a form of activism of some sort to say, become aware of 1, 2, 3. It can happen, it might happen, or it's happening.
Maybe I think while you at it, Mr. Sekum, you're talking about domestic violence.
Yes.
What is it in legal terms and descriptions? Because this is actually a legal issue if you think about
yes.
it. What is it? What does the law regard as domestic violence? Because also we're going to say, I wasn't aware. You know, there's that debate of I wasn't too sure if it meets the description or what is the definitional elements of domestic violence. What in essence is domestic violence actually?
You can see I'm laughing when you are asking that question.
Why?
We were in Rabasutu Magistrate Court yesterday, releasing a friend that was arrested for the same charge of domestic violence.
Your friend?
Yes. So I'm asking the same question you are posing to me. I'm asking a colleague. She's a lawyer.
Okay.
To say, what's your view about domestic violence?
Okay.
I must be honest. I was not happy with the answer because
okay.
She's of view that domestic violence it only involves a husband and a wife.
Oh.
So thank you, Luca, for having.
So she confined it to
to a couple. And domestic violence has got many fruits. You see, it can happen either to children.
Exactly what we were talking about earlier.
Either to any other family member, as long as you are residing in one household.
In a domestic setting.
In a domestic setup.
Okay.
Then that is domestic violence. So we're going to look into the Act, Domestic Violence Act 116 of 1998. That is what we'll be looking into. Again, we look into the main purpose.
All right.
Why do we have the Act? Why do we have Domestic Violence Act? It's to protect people in domestic, you see, in domestic relationships who have experienced domestic violence.
Okay.
So you must be firstly in a domestic relationship. Mm-hmm. Then you must have experienced what? Domestic violence from being subjected to further domestic abuse. Mm-hmm. So that's basically the main aim of the act, is to prevent the act of abuse or any form of abuse which may result into domestic violence.
I'm glad you're clarifying this, Mr. Sekamela, because oftentimes our focus, like you're saying, is on couples. Then we call that domestic violence with the children. We call it child abuse. But also there is that situation I've noticed a lot with your drug abusers and substance abusers, where even on socials, people write on these groups, you know, we have a brother who comes home drunk and he beats us up.
Yeah.
That's domestic
violence.
That's
domestic violence. And it's very sad, Luko, that we have families that are still protecting perpetrators.
I was going to say.
Of domestic violence. There's people that are seated in marriages. Mm. There's people that are seated in relationships that have the fruits of domestic violence.
Yep.
Or whereby they are being abused domestically on day to day basis, and they are protecting these perpetrators. They don't come out to say these perpetrators must be brought to book.
And I want to say, Mr. Sekamela, even if you're a Christian, you need to realize that there is a boundary that is crossed where domestic violence is concerned. Because one will say, no, you know what, I need to have grace and forgive. That's good.
Yes.
But it's also a legal matter that needs
to be attended. It's also a legal matter that needs to be attended legally.
You're dealing with a lawbreaker here who needs to account and as far as law is concerned. And you find people confused saying, you know, our brother beats us up. What should we do? And one will say, no, put a protection order against him. But do lay a criminal charge.
Exactly.
Do that, because it is a criminal act.
For sure. And to prevent it to further happening to you or any other family member.
Exactly.
Or even someone outside your space.
A couple of months ago, Mr. Sekamela, I went home. My dad was telling me he had gone to visit.
Yes.
So my dad is part of this, I don't know if it's a political party, but a small party in Aidukia. And he went to visit a member, I think he's the secretary or whatever of the party. So I said to him, what has he done? My dad says he's been arrested because he has killed his brother. So I said, what exactly happened? Why would he do that? So why are you supporting him as well? That's what I asked my dad. My dad said, no, the thing is, we visited the family. It's his brother, remember? His brother's got his homestead and the family is now involved. Apparently, his son had gone to the uncle to say, hey, we have an issue of this sheep, whatever, between the families. And his uncle wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
Immediately, he drew out his knife and he tried to stab the son.
Yes.
And so everybody in the family was running off, not knowing what to do, until this boy's dad goes to him, which is my dad's colleague. And he goes to him and he says, brother, what's happening? We're hearing you're trying to stab people.
Yeah.
And he moved on to his brother, tried to stab his brother as well. His brother had to run off. He chased him. He got his firearm. And the brother was still trying to bang the doors. So this gentleman then shot his brother because he was trying to kill everyone in the yard over a sheep.
Exactly.
Is that not a domestic matter?
It's a domestic matter and it must be reported. It must be brought to book. So, you see, these things, they grow as they are tolerated.
Exactly.
This tolerance of domestic abuse, domestic violence, the more it's tolerated, then it will lead to an extent where one will lose his life. Because you end up accepting that, this is how my husband is. This is how our brother is. And it's common cause that
we enable
it
further. True.
Yes. You see, so it gets tolerated. It gets tolerated. The next thing, someone has lost his life.
Sure. And by then, you can't reverse the act.
You can't reverse that. You can't reverse that.
Sure. It's really sad, especially with regard to this particular issue that we were talking about,
of
Smoosis Olorens.
Yes.
You know what saddens me also more, Mr. Sekamela, is that this gentleman knew to advise the public on what to do when the relationship doesn't serve them anymore.
Yeah.
He did a video a while back.
Yes.
And only later am I learning, because the family of the deceased, first deceased, let me say, because he's now no more as well.
Yeah.
The family of the lady actually said, in the video, he talks about how she was now acting better because she was waiting for her road accident fund money. And the family now reveals, Uguti, actually, she was going to get rough, yes, because he had driven over her.
Sure.
So he caused the accident, then assisted her to go and claim for road accident fund.
And here we're talking about, even though he was not well learned in law, and obviously the law will refer to him as a layperson.
Exactly.
But we are talking about an educator here.
An educator. This is an educated person who, think about it also, Mr. Sakamela, though he's not well learned in law,
yes,
he is likely to know these situations and teaches the children
on
how to respond to such situations.
And also, you see, principles of Ubuntu. I always say this, that before we can go into legislation,
and
before we can go into the Act and the Constitution, there's this principles of Ubuntu, principles of
humanity,
natural justice,
exactly,
which will speak to you to say, I cannot do this to another person because I also do not want maybe someone close to me or my own children having to suffer this thing.
I had a similar conversation with somebody 2 days ago who said something to me, and I said, whenever somebody else does it, you view it as incorrect, I understand.
Yeah.
But why cannot not be reflected to me? Like exactly what you're saying. Why can't you look at another person and say, hey, I care about this person just as much as I care about my own brother?
Exactly.
Humanity.
Humanity. I mean, conscience should have spoken to him, and things would have not gone this far.
But it goes back to what you're saying, Mr. Siangwen. When you have been enabled and you get away with so much, because he was able to drive over her, she didn't get him arrested.
Yeah.
And he thought, I can get away with anything.
Yeah, he, the lady allowed him to be a lawbreaker for quite some time. Yeah,
sadly.
She tolerated the law, the attitude of law breaking for some time, and look where now it has led to.
I guess also, though, Mr. Sekamela, in cases of abuse as well, I've learned, a friend of mine a couple of years ago really humbled me, because he said, the thing is, we are focusing on the fruit, which is now physical. He says a lot of these physical events begin psychologically.
Yeah.
He says he first works on your psyche, teaches you that you're nothing without him, that, you know, he has the upper hand over you.
Yeah.
Even vice versa, if it's a female. He makes all these passes and these comments which degrade you, and eventually you don't have as much confidence to say, I can actually speak up.
Yes.
I can stand up for myself against this person. And eventually, once he's reached a certain point or she's reached a certain point, then they physically abuse you. Then domestic violence
for sure
takes place, because they've conquered you psychologically first.
Yeah. They deal with you psychologically. Then the minute you are dead and out psychologically, then physical abuse taps in.
Exactly.
Then the next thing, one will lose his life or her life.
And I think, Mr. Sekamela, also, like one of these organizations said recently, it needs to be a constant thing where we fight against these types of abuse.
For sure.
And not just 16 days.
Not 16 days is not enough to eradicate domestic violence.
It's just
or
there to bring attention.
It's just there to bring attention and awareness to say there is this thing called domestic violence. There is this thing says protecting women, abuse, and all that. You see, yes.
Otherwise, the matter is much more than that.
Yes.
Sure. So according to this act, also, Mr. Sekamela, are there recourses or legal courses that we can actually take? What is it that we can actually do?
In instances of domestic violence, Luko, the first thing is obviously to report the matter with the police. Then you lay charges. Then after you have laid charges, then also we look into Section 7 of the Act, the Domestic Violence Act, where now it tells us the importance why court, which sanctions may court imposes.
Okay.
One of them is application of a protection order.
Mm.
Because a protection order will impose restrictions.
Okay.
In terms of association with the perpetrator.
With the perpetrator.
Then it will also give strict conditions to the perpetrator. They may even say he must not stay in that premises anymore. He must provide an alternative address for him to qualify to be an eligible candidate to be admitted to bail.
Even if he says I live there,
remember you cannot live together. And the Bible says unless you agree.
Okay.
You see, so the minute there's disagreements, you cannot live together. Hence, the court will say, for the court to give you a bail, they will say provide an alternative address where you will reside.
And you have to adhere, because at the end of the day, you're the lawbreaker here.
Yeah, you have to adhere because you are the lawbreaker. You see, so those are the remedies that are there in law. To make sure that they deal intensively so with this issue of domestic violence. So like I said, one is application of is laying charges
order.
And application of a protection order. Then again, because it's a crime, it's a criminal act.
Okay.
One will have to be subjected to a trial in court.
All right.
Then upon being found guilty, then the court will decide on a proper sanction, like we normally say here on the Legal Junction, to say every case on its own merits.
Okay.
Yes.
And while you at that, Mr. Sekoman, I do want to encourage also victims. Like you're saying, it's a difficult one because chances are this person has already worked on your side.
Yes, yes.
But try and not fall into those traps of dropping cases.
Yeah.
You know how, especially women, they'll go and open a case because you have acted a certain way towards them.
Yeah.
And then family or friends say, come on now, just drop this case. You know, he's really apologetic and you go and drop the case because now you feel we've made peace.
Yeah.
It happens again. Then what?
Exactly. You see, there's certain things that which we shouldn't do being led by anger. We must not be too quick to take decisions.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you'll find that there is a pile and pile of domestic charges that have been laid.
Mm-hmm.
Dockets are ready to go to court. Then there comes the complainants now to say they want to...
I'm letting it go.
Yeah, they want to withdraw charges. Some are from very disadvantaged families. They have been bribed with money for them to be to withdraw the charges, you see. So there's various reasons around the issue of dropping of charges.
But you know, Mr. Sekoman, I'd rather have you open the case, let it go forth. The person might even be given a suspended sentence, whatever the case may be. But at least you know it's on records. Because should it happen again, you need something to back you up.
Exactly.
You really. I've heard of cases where there was this one particular gentleman in the Eastern Cape who allegedly killed his girlfriend.
Yes.
But he's never really accounted for it up until this day, by the way. Never even stood trial for that matter. It is only the sister who later had to go into witness protection. As far as I know, she's still under witness protection, who sounded the whistle, and she's got screenshots for days, Mr. Sekamana, to say, this is what was happening to my sister over time. She's opened a case and dropped it before. But remember, this person was never even convicted for this. And so there is not much of a case, she says, that they can build on him, because he was never convicted of anything. And it was, you know, those matters where they just say, no, it's just disagreements between couples. And that's the end of it. The sister has pictures of bruises, pictures of doctor's reports and whatnot. And I still don't understand to this day, Uthi, what might have happened. How is it possible that he has not at least stood trial for these cases?
You see, so this is what I'm talking about, Luko, to say we sometimes tolerate things that which will lead to us having to suffer very bad ramifications. You see,
imagine losing your life in the hands of. That's why I'm saying, at least if a case was opened or something, it also gives reason enough for the legal bodies to say, hey,
Yeah.
There was a domestic violence issue here to begin with.
Exactly.
So we can suspect someone.
Yes.
But where there's been no cases as well, it's a matter of she says, he says.
Yeah, maybe out there, Luko, we have a listener that says, these two are talking about physical abuse.
Mm.
So I think let's deal with all the types of abuse that may lead to domestic violence, and of which one is physical violence, obviously, where one is being physically punched and so forth.
Yep.
Then there is also verbal violence, which include hate speech.
Okay.
Words.
Okay.
Words.
Can it be classified as domestic, or it may lead to domestic violence?
It's domestic. It's violence.
Okay.
Remember, it starts with words. Starts with words, then it gets tolerated, then it goes to physical.
Mm.
You see. Then psychological violence.
Okay.
Like you said, these perpetrators, they deal first with victims psychologically. They cripple them psychologically.
Yep.
Then from there, they do what? They now start to physically abuse them.
That's true.
Yeah, and like I said, Luko, I think there's a need for Christ in such instances.
Yep.
Do you understand? Because if you listen to the issue of Lawrence, he's more concerned about things that he has left here also here on earth, money.
He then shot himself and left.
He hanged himself on the tree. He stepped.
Oh, he hanged himself. Yes. That's what he shot himself.
No. He hanged himself on the tree and stabbed the young girl with a knife, 25 years of age, for money. Just because you say I bought her 1, 2, 3, then you think that you deserve to. She deserves to just die like that. It's a no.
And apparently, according to the family, when they had the interview on Newsroom Africa, they were actually saying, because he makes a claim in the video that she also had an illegitimate child, he forgave her. But now the family says, this person denied the child a paternity test was done.
Yeah, I heard him saying that I've raised a child that is not mine.
Yet paternity says it is. So he's convinced himself in his head, this child's not even mine, despite what DNA says.
So he goes against even the DNA results, which says the child is his.
Sure. How sick can one be?
Yeah. No, there's a need for Jesus.
But you know what's really sad about this case as well, Mr. Zimmel, is the fact that he never gets to stand trial for it. He never gets to truly just pay for his sins. We now wait for Judgment Day for him to pay for his sins.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, it's really sad.
It's sad, and
it's a huge trigger, especially for a lot of people that have lost parents to the same thing. A friend on Facebook actually shared and said, this is sad because this is how my mom lost her life.
Yeah.
A boyfriend who just shot her
and
killed himself as well.
Hmm. But I think the other issue, Luko, we should address to these perpetrators, because it happens both sides.
Okay.
It's not an issue that is based on one gender.
Exactly.
To understand.
Exactly.
There's female that kills men.
Mm.
There's females that abuse their men and so forth.
Yep.
So we just here to say in both angles, it's a no-no.
Yep, it's
that
true.
Is why in terms of the act, the other one, I see time is moving now.
Yes.
the other one, after psychological violence, it will be a sexual violence. You see.
True.
Now I understand that verse that says the body of a woman belongs to her husband and that of her husband belongs to the wife. You see, because also the Bible, I think, was also guarding against this sexual violence issue. You see. And Sarah Hitten also, when she wrote a book of family law, she mentions the importance of conjugal rights. You see. Then now, hence, sexual violence, sexual denial can be a violence.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
First of its kind. Okay.
Yeah. It's not allowed. It's a no-no. It's a no-no.
Even according to
Hence, when we do divorce cases in court, the presiding officers will ask you very simple questions when you are about to get your decree of divorce. When the most important question is that, when was the last time you slept together?
Oh.
Because that justifies the existence of a normal relationship.
So in as much as obviously you need not force yourself against your partner, but it, sexual denial is also a...
Sexual denial, it's a form of violence. It's a no-no.
Okay.
Yeah, you find this situation where people are angry at each other. Look, one is sleeping with their own blankets and so forth. That is a no-no.
There's it's a form of violence.
There's a need for Jesus.
True.
Yeah,
true,
and the other one. Luke,
so if you think, so it goes back to what you always said from the beginning.
Yeah,
it is never that the law is contradictory.
No.
To the word.
The Bible and the law, they go together.
Hand in hand.
Yeah, it's only people that
who
will want to
things.
Come with tricks to say, you know what? We are lawyers. We don't have any religious base and so forth and so forth. Mm. Then you also listen to their reasoning capacity. Then you realize that they actually do not know the weight.
Mm, that's true.
Because when you read the Bible.
Revelations.
And you read the law.
Mm.
You'll realize that the law imposes punishment to any activity that is illegal.
Mm.
And vis-a-vis, the Bible also says the punishment of sin. You see, it imposes a punishment.
True.
It imposes how we must live or conduct ourselves on day-to-day basis.
Lawfully.
So the Bible is a lawful book.
True.
I love this.
Yeah,
in actual fact, Luko, if you can check it further, you'll realize that our law was actually written in line with the Bible, because the Bible existed before the law.
Mm. And its focus also, if you think about it, it has a lot to do with the guarding of principles.
Guarding of principles. Yes. Because I believe God knew that as we live here on earth, there will be tribulations, there will be those that will be lawbreakers and so forth. Hence, he had to give the law writers that wisdom to say, write a law that will be able to govern these people and to be able to deal effectively with lawbreakers.
You are on another role. Continue, Mr. Siyakobela.
The last one, look, the fifth one, it's socioeconomic violence.
All right.
Yeah, it involves finances. I realize this thing when I do. We're not promoting any form of any divorce. In actual fact, we are promoting healthy marriages here on the Legal Junction.
That's true.
But things do happen.
This is life.
Mm? You see, I've realized when I do most of the divorce matters, one of the reasons, if it is not a sexual denial, it's financial sabotage. You see.
Okay.
It's financial sabotage. So, hence, it's one of the forms of violence which falls under domestic violence. Money.
It's interesting that you started off by saying your colleague was focusing more just on two people, and I think when one hears violence, they think physical impact.
I was shocked, and I was hearing that from a lawyer, and I was embarrassed.
You're like, my friend, with all the years of studies you put in.
Colleague, is this the only submission you can tell me that domestic violence is a man and a husband only? What about children?
But how, just side note, how did your case go with regard to that one?
It went very well.
Okay.
It's the same situation that we are talking about, Luko, to say. You see, we lay charges, we take decisions out of anger, from there we regret.
Yes.
Yeah. No, charges against my friend were withdrawn yesterday.
They're withdrawn.
Yeah. What, a free man.
Okay. Between you and I now. between you and I. Because, you know, I'm asking this because a while back I had a chat with my husband, and there's a story that he keeps telling of his nephew who had actually beat up his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he tried to get him out of trouble. My husband is not a lawyer, disclaimer.
Yeah.
But did a couple of negotiations, spoke to the police, and
he mediated.
Kind of.
Yeah,
And his nephew was let go. And I always have a gripe with him on that because I'm like, did he deserve to? Were you encouraging him to do that much further? That was my argument with him.
Yeah.
And he says, no, he's never done it again. I'm like, I get that.
Mm.
But also, did you at least do it? Because for me, I would have rather had this discussion with the girlfriend involved and everybody. And, you know, forgiveness is done and everybody's let go.
Yes.
But not you trying to get him off the hook, because he might not have never done it again in your knowledge. Mm. But he would probably still continue because he's not necessarily reformed.
Yes.
So between you and I,
would
you say the charge was actually unjust?
Yeah, it was unjust. Like I said,
it was a personal squabble.
Like I say, you know, there's also female that abuse their husband. There's husbands that are living on day to day with a severe pain, and you know, men, they've got this thing, yoguti indoda ikhali. So they will just keep things within themselves and all that. Do you understand?
I hope I'm not distracting
you. I don't associate with lawbreakers myself.
Okay, so I think about a year ago, I was I think I was about to board a flight to East London, and I overheard this gentleman speak on the phone. He was right next to me, and he was going on, and he was actually speaking to his lawyer, I believe. In this conversation, he's going on about ex-wife and how she'll go crazy. She's taken everything from him and but now also in the conversation I'm hearing about how he's looking to punish his kids because of what mommy has done. He's like, you know what, she's going to lose everything, she's going to lose her mind, I'm not doing anything for this children, you know, as a matter of fact. And I'm overhearing this conversation. It's going on about how I'm going to tell also the courts that I can't afford this and this and all these extra things now because she's taken so much money. I was so hurt. You know, I remember just writing on Facebook about this to say, but can you be so spiteful and, you know, take away your kids' rights and things that you can actually afford? I didn't know his story, by the way.
Yeah.
We continue and we on the boarding area and I'm sitting there and he's angry. He gets off the call and he tries to strike a conversation with me. So I think this is my moment.
Yeah.
And he continues with this conversation.
Yeah.
So I wait for him and I say, I can see you're really hurt. And I'm picking up in the conversation that this is actually a born-again believer.
Yeah.
And I said to him, tell me, can you actually not afford to continue doing these things for your kids? Or are you just doing this because you want her to pay for what she's doing to you? Because you really believe she's mean. He said, no, ma'am, it's really not a problem. You know, I can pay, but I'm going to show her. And I said, then you're not different from her.
Yeah,
I know you're hurt. You're hurting right now, but do you know that you're taking away certain privileges away from your children that could benefit them in the future?
Yeah,
I said, for all you know, one of your children is not the brightest academically, but this chance you're taking away from them is a chance for them to stand by themselves.
Yeah.
For a moment, he kept quiet. He looked at me, and he said, "You have a point." And we went on a personal level then. Mm. And I heard him out what the wife had done. And I realized there was a lot of wrong, like you're saying, that she had done. Mm. But it was now trickling down to the children.
Yeah.
At the end of the conversation, though, I must say, and I really purposed in my heart that I never wanted to have contact with him post that because I didn't want to monitor what he was doing.
Mm.
But also, I at least parted ways with him on a different note.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, no, I think you've really opened my eyes, ma'am. I understand now. It's never going to happen again. So we had a victory in that, and I'm glad that things were done differently thereafter.
Exactly. You see, Luko, it's very sad that when people are suffering this violence, they no longer even consider the well-being of the children. Do understand?
Yeah.
Because you see, it's good to decide and to say, let's part ways, let's do 1, 2, 3, I abuse you physically. But the same issue is going to affect the children very bad. There is some element of hatred that you will impose into the children unaware.
Exactly.
You see, so as I'm about to sign out.
Yes.
from myself, the only lawyer of the radio, stop any form of abuse. I've mentioned all of them, five of them: financial abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, psychological abuse. Please, 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 please let that stop and enjoy your festive season with your families. May God bless you.
And thanks to Budvusi. I'm sure he's tuned in right now. Just saw a message. Yeah. Well done, guys.
Guys, great, very great content.
Thank you
so much. Yeah, yeah, thank you so much.
I'm hoping the family has listened. So as you sign out.
Yeah, as I sign out, Luko, I guess we're doing this again next week, Thursday.
Next week, Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
That's it. We're running out. God bless.
Join Sibongile Mofokeng Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Just For You when she inspires people from all walks of life on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Get your daily bread and also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of life.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.